Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And now in studio, as she is with us every Wednesday, Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are we doing?
We are doing good. Yay. I was telling you, it was a little bit of a fog this morning, but I'm doing good now. So
good. Excuse me. So today we were at the school board office for USD 445. And of course, everybody's mind is the bond election. Dr. Correll shared just a couple quick things with us today. One was just making sure everybody knew about the changes for this bond. There's two parts of the question. There's two questions on the ballot this year. One is a $19.8 million, and the second one is a $3.8 million, and that is for the FEMA and the gym, PE gym that they're looking for. So this is a couple changes that they made. They changed it up a little bit. They reduced some things, got it under the $20 million that they originally had before. And basically just wanting to make sure that everybody knows about that, that it will be on the ballot. You can go to the website for more information. Or tonight they have a come and go event. It's 6 to 8 p.m. So if you still have questions and you just want to know what does that cover and why are they doing this, then you can come in anytime between 6 and 8. They'll have the architects, construction, teachers, administration, anybody. And you can just kind of learn all about it. And that way you are informed on Tuesday, which I will say is an important date for everybody. Not only is the bond election on there, we've got our USD candidates, our CCC candidates, and then our city commission. So it's an important election. I really hope everybody shows up and just have your voice heard. No matter what, make sure that you vote where your conscience is and what you believe in, and make sure that you have a voice. So we'll see you Tuesday at the polls. Some other things going out, happening here in Coffeyville. So Griff Walker from Boys and Girls Club, just a shout out. They had a couple big events recently. They call it BG Life, where they get together with parents and just kind of share struggles and successes and things going on here in Coffeyville. They also brought the kids into the Reawakening office downtown, and they taught them a little bit about business life and entrepreneurship, as well as just dreams about what they want to see the downtown look like. So that was a big one. Also, this let everybody know that there is a new Facebook page for Boys and Girls Club for the alumni. It's called SEK Alumni. And it's kind of an adult page where you can go on and find out more about the program, successes, what's happening, you know, more just than the details of the day-to-day. So other things going on. Got some exciting announcement to make. Downtown, we now have a meat market coming. I am so excited about that.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
So John and Sherry with Nicholas Trading Post, as you know, they have a place right here on 8th Street for the little grocery store. Then they got bored and decided to open up another place out there on the highway on the way to Walmart. There's a seasonal shop. Right now it's got mums and pumpkins. Pretty soon it's going to have Christmas trees and, you know, so all kinds of seasonal items. And then they decided, hey, let's open up another place. And so now they're going to have the Maple Street Meat Market. It's where the tag office used to be. They're working on it. It should be ready to go about mid-November. But you can go in and get fresh deli meat. You know, there's a butcher there right there. It's going to be cutting your meat, cheeses, steaks, pork chops. I mean, you name it. Go in and get fresh meat every day.
Wow, definitely needed.
I'm excited. So. Yes, that is. I love that we continue to grow.
Another local business.
Yes, so. And I'll tell you what, the Nichols are fantastic about just continuing to want to help Coffeyville. They really keep bringing in more business and opportunities and. So we are excited. Thank you to them. And stay tuned. We'll have a grand opening and more details on that in the next couple of weeks. So that was great. Leanne Eggers from the Public Library, just a thank you to the community for supporting the book sale. It was a great one. They were able to raise some funds to do some great projects. Coming up November 5th, they have a teen and adult painting class, and as well as a family film in the children's section. Earlene from Rotary Club, November 9th is a bingo fundraiser. They had it last year out at Cedar Bluff Camp, and it was packed. So this year, they're moving it to the Holy Name Catholic Church gym. That way, they have more room and more bingo fun. So for all of you bingo players out there, get your stuff out, get your little daughters, and you can buy tickets from a Rotarian, or I have them at the chamber office. You can come by and see me. Coming up on November 12th is Match Day. So more information will be coming over the next couple weeks on that. But there's 21, I think, or 22 different organizations. Imagination Library was one of them. They were there today, just kind of wanting to make sure the community knows that come out on Match Day. Every dollar that you donate is matched up to $40,000 that they're going to be given back to the community to groups.
That's incredible.
That's a lot of money in the community. So that's amazing. Everything from, you know, Imagination Library, Boys and Girls Club, the Animal Shelter, I mean, you name it. There's some great groups out there that'll be doing that. Jamie Grant from the Cothville Rec. Tumbling signups are still going on. Make sure you sign up for that, as well as the Mother Son Ball on November 9th. There's still tickets left for that, so if you're interested, make sure you get over there and get those purchased right away. This Friday at 1 o'clock, they are having a retirement party for Bobby Clemens, and he's a longtime janitor there. They actually renamed the building after him because he had been there so many years and was just such a big part of the community, and he's actually retiring. So if you want to give him a shout out, stop by Friday at 1 o'clock. On a personal note, Jamie wanted to give a shout out to the RMS football team. They are undefeated. They're doing fantastic. So,
all right. Great job. Great job, Little Tornadoes. So.
I know. It's exciting. And the thing is, they're going to keep growing. You know, they're in middle school, so by the time they get to high school and varsity, those teams going to be strong because they're all growing up together, you know? So if they're undefeated now, I can't wait to see what's going to happen. So shout out to them. Some other things going on. So, Rob Carter from Sonic. Oh, I was so excited. Rob had some great announcements today. First of all, if you don't know this already, Sonic is amazing in our community. They give back all the time. If you have need a donation, a fundraiser, maybe an event in the parking lot, you name it, Sonic will do it. They are always here to help our community. They always give back. So,
and they give some food to cater the CCC football games as well. So they're always. I've noticed that they donate quite a bit.
They do. They do all the time. All kinds of nonprofits and sports and teams, and I don't know how they make any money because they're always giving stuff away. They really do want to give back to the community, but they have a couple things going on right now that are really exciting. One is, if you've not downloaded their app, make sure to do that. They've got an app. You have it? Awesome.
I do have the app. I love the app because I can order ahead.
Exactly.
And by the time I get there, boom, it's ready to go.
He told us today that they put your order ahead of everybody else's. So that comes in, and it actually comes in as a doorbell sound. So they know that it's an online order or an app order.
Yeah, you just order ahead. You drive in, check in, and 2 minutes later, boom, my food is out. I'm
Yes, it's quick, and you get first priority. You also get specials all the time. He says it's intuitive, and over the next few months, it's supposed to start going, oh, I notice you order a lot of chili corn dogs. I'm going to start giving you discounts on your, so it's really a smart app. And then, of course, what I love is half-price drinks. You don't have to wait for happy hour.
Yeah, it's happy hour all the time on the app. I love that. That's my favorite part of it.
Yeah, that is great. So download that. Tomorrow, this is a big one too. Go out and support your Sonic. It's National Corn Dog Day on Halloween. They always do it on Halloween night. Our store has actually been number one three times out of the last 5 years. In the nation, which means we sold the most corn dogs of every Sonic in the nation. Their goal tomorrow is 7,000 corn dogs.
I hope they're
Isn't that crazy? I hope they're stacked up. That's amazing.
I may have to run by there for lunch just to have corn dogs for lunch.
Exactly.
And that's it.
I did it one time. I bought a bag of 12, and then I just handed them out to some businesses and said, here you go.
Hey, hold on. All six, I'm not sharing. I'm eating them all.
Well, we'll let you do that. So anyway, that was stunning. That was great news. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army and Joni Hamby. So thank you to the community that turned out yesterday for the Soupalicious. Did you happen to stop by?
I did not get a chance to stop, but yesterday was a very, very busy day for us because it was part, the forum was yesterday. So we were very, very busy yesterday.
It was packed to the gills, and it was amazing. It was lovely. So shout out for them to put that on every year. Also, November 9th, they're having a toy drive out at Walmart. So make sure to stop in and donate some toys to the Salvation Army. A couple other dates coming up. So November 10th, which is Sunday, is the Chamber's annual holiday open house. We have several businesses in town that are, they're just pulling out all the stops. It's kind of a, it's a day of shopping, but it's also just kind of a day of fun. That's what I use it for. Just a day of fun. Grab your girlfriends, go to all the different shopping. They're going to have food and drinks and specials and goodie bags and, you know, just and a fun day to walk around town and have some fun. So November 10th, check us out on Facebook, which has a list of all the shops participating this year. Thank you to everybody that showed up, and especially thank you to the businesses that gave out candy during the spooktacular on Monday. It was huge turnout, as always. It just, I swear, every year it just grows. We thought this year might be a little slower because it was cold, and then it started raining. But you know what? Nope. We had just as many people come through. My table estimated we had 750-plus parents. Somebody else said they gave away 899. So somewhere in that range of students plus parents. So well over 1,200 people in the downtown area.
That's crazy.
Isn't that? That's amazing.
That's good, though.
But it's great. And it, again, it brings everybody to Coffeyville and the downtown and just exposure to Coffeyville. But I want to thank, again, those businesses because it does take a lot of money. And when that candy adds up when you're giving it away to 900 kids. So thank you for those that donated your time and your candy. So last little couple things. We are almost to 2020, which is going to be a big year in so many different things. Everybody's going to be doing some kind of celebration just because of that year. But it's also the census year. And over the coming weeks, I'm going to be making some different announcements about the census and why it is so important that we really make sure that we get everybody counted this year. The reason, and I will share more details, like I said, over the coming weeks, but the reason it's so important is our town relies on the funding that comes because of census. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think, oh, just the government wants to know how many's in our town, whatever. No, that's how they decide what highways get built. That's how they decide how many lunch programs you get for after school or breakfast programs, housing programs. I mean, anything that has to do with needs in our community, a lot of times it's funded by federal money that's only counted with census. So we need to have our numbers up. It helps us financially, economically, in so many different ways. And so, again, I'll be sharing information over the coming weeks about that. But just start getting the message out there that 2020 is coming, and we want everybody counted this year. And I think that was about it. A shout out to Sharon Calkins. She's a longtime chamber member, ambassador, resident here of Coffeyville, and it's her birthday today. And then also, I am seeking nominations. We added a category this year to our annual awards, and it's Volunteer of the Year. And so we are seeking nominations from the community of someone that you know has worked tirelessly, gives their heart and soul and time to the community, and just volunteers a lot. And so make sure that you give me a call at the chamber, and we've got a form you can fill out, but we are taking nominations for that. So.
And what's the number for the chamber if they can contact you?
Yeah, it's 251-2550. Or you can get us on Facebook and message us, or you can email me anytime. It's really easy to remember, chamber@coffeyville.com.
So, yeah, that's pretty easy to remember. Yeah.
Chamber at Coffeyville. So email me anytime you have questions. Oh, and just thanks to everybody that supported the forums last night. Thanks to KGF. Not only did you guys get to broadcast it, but Facebook Live. So that was great. So no excuses for not knowing who the candidates are and what their platforms are. Go out there, check that out, and make sure you're informed for Tuesday.
Absolutely. And it was I was listening to it last night, but of course I was here working the board.
Yes,
so
of course.
I was able to listen to it myself as well. So it helped me out quite a bit. So
it was great. I was glad about the turnout. I was glad the candidates really put their effort into it, and we just we're glad that we were able to host that. So
absolutely, it was a great event. Well, Candy, thank you very much for coming in today. We definitely appreciate it, and we'll see you again next week.
All righty, thank you.
All right, that is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, it'll be open line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.